Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 through 17. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A continuation of the reading from Genesis chapter 42. When Jacob learned that there was grain for sale in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is grain for sale in Egypt. Go down and buy grain for us there, that we may live and not die." So 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, for he feared that harm might happen to him. Thus the sons of Israel came to buy among the others who came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he treated them like strangers and spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" he said. They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them. And he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." They said to him, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy food. We are all sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants have never been spies." He said to them, "No, it is the nakedness of the land that you have come to see." And they said, "We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, "It is as I said to you, you are spies. By this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go from this place until your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and while you remain confined, that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all in custody together for 3 days. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf. His brother said to him, "Are you indeed to reign over us? Or are you indeed to rule over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. And here they are, some 20 years later. Here are the brothers bowed down before Joseph with their faces pressed into the ground. Joseph recognizes them, but treats them as strangers. He speaks roughly to them as he remembers his previous dreams. What a surprising day this has become for him. How his heart must have thumped in his chest. His brothers' hearts are beating for a different reason, though. They don't know what's going on. And there is testing to come for them. Joseph has been raised up from the dark pit of prison. He has been made to stand at the right hand of Pharaoh. He wears the signet ring. He has on new garments. He is now the governor over all of Egypt. And his brothers are before him, unrepentant to the very day. They are bowed down before him with their faces in the dirt. They declare, "We are honest men." Indeed. They who had betrayed their brother with word and deed, who hated him and sold him like an ox into slavery. Honest men. Have they done the same thing to Benjamin? What of Joseph's beloved father? Joseph, being a wise man, needs time to sort things out. So the brothers are put into confinement for 3 days. This is a time of testing for those 10. What is to become of them? Will they leave alive? This is a time for them to remember, to search their souls. It is time for repentance to finally germinate in them. It is time for these dishonest, these hateful, these backbiting men to reflect on what they have thought and done. We have to remember here, though, that Joseph is the honest steward. He did not cheat Potiphar. He did not cheat the prison's captain of the guard. He will treat all of Pharaoh's goods rightly. And so we know that he will treat his brothers not with vengeance, but in a godly manner. Faithful Joseph, that once forgotten man, doesn't forget. He knows that these are his brothers, but he is going to treat them as strangers initially. He is going to be a bit rough with them and confine them, but he is doing it for a good purpose. He is trying to bring about their repentance and their restoral. Is this not a little picture of the Christian's faith and life? The Lord seems to treat us roughly at times, doesn't he? We ask of him, but we are met with seeming silence. Are we not his children? Does he not care for us? We plead for help, and our way seems to become more confined and pinched, narrowed down. Brethren, learn from Joseph. Know that the Lord does not forget his children. He remembered Joseph and dealt tenderly with him. And Joseph remembered his brothers, and he will deal justly and righteously with them. Does not Christ, being of one flesh and blood with you, call you his brothers? The Lord does always remember you. Remember how Jesus thought of you from the cross. Father, forgive them. Forgive whom? Them, all those whose sins he bears in his body on the tree. All those whose sins are nailed to the cross along with their guilt and shame. All whose sins are piled up under the harsh demands of the holy law. Jesus pleads for mercy for all mankind from his cross. He is the sign of God's favor toward us. He is our comfort, our help, our salvation. He is the payment for our sins, for our countless betrayals and hatreds and backbiting. He is our resurrection from the dead and our life. Does God sometimes seem to be deaf to your prayers? Has he seemingly been silent toward you? Does this cause you to doubt or wonder whether he cares for you, whether he has left you all alone? Has this wearied you and made you tremble? You cannot trust your feelings. Star Wars is all wrong. All wrong. But the world lives like that. But we cannot. We must look to the truth that is before our eyes. Was not Christ crucified? Did he not rise from the dead? Look, he is your proof. Your proof is not in God's tone of voice or in his silence. God cannot and will not forget you. Remember what our confessions say, that Jesus is the book of life. He has inscribed you on the palms of his hands. You are written onto him. Again, he cannot forget you. He has set you into a broad place, freed from the narrow confinements of sin and death. And he has given you solid signs of his grace and favor. He knows how weak we are, so he has attached his word of promise and grace to physical things for our comfort. You will find your answer in your baptism. You will find your answer in the supper which came upon your lips yesterday and hopefully soon again. Jesus is the good steward who is always dispensing from his treasury to fill you, to help you, to console you. He does not withhold his mercy. That great treasure purchased at such a great price. He does not toy with you. He does not cheat you. He is always pouring out the full measure of his love, pressed down and overflowing into your laps. So you don't need to wonder on your part. You don't have to rely on what your mind and spirit can resolve to do to be a better Christian. When you pray and you are met with silence, there's one thing to do, and that is repent. And when you are met with a no, repent. When you despair, repent. Look away from yourself and look to the sure and certain signs of God's favor, for he helps and comforts you just as he did Joseph in his distress and as Joseph does with his brothers. The Lord speaks his word of life to you. The word which called the heavens and the earth into being, which dressed the world in verdant green and washes it with blue waves, who put all the creatures upon it and preserves them down to the littlest brown bird, that same word is spoken to you. It is a word filled with promise that always brings forth what he intends. And remember, his intent is always to love you, to forgive your sins, and at last bring you to his wedding feast. As the psalm says, he has set your feet into a broad place, out of the narrow, pinched life we have, into his wide highway of love and freedom, to be sons of God in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.